Father, we come before you. We thank you, Lord, that we can come together to learn of you. That your word can wash us and lead us in the right paths and cause us to be acceptable to you. And so we ask you, Lord, this morning that the word change our heart and teach us and lead us to paths of righteousness. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning I'm going to start a series in James. And we're going to this morning speak about the tongue, a reflection of the heart. And over the next few weeks we are going to be looking at some ethical aspects of Christian life revealed to us in the book of James. James was probably the first book of the New Testament to be written and is largely composed of general exhortations and admonitions. And because of this, it is often called the New Testament book of Proverbs. A major theme of the book of James is his appeal to the believer that it is necessary to put outward actions with inward faith, or else your faith will accomplish nothing. James 1 verse 22 says, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." In other words, the book of James says that if you're really a Christian, show me the change. If you're really a Christian, let's see it in your fruit, in your conduct, in your manner, in what type of person you are. Everyone can be like the world. But if you say that you're a Christian, you should be different. Otherwise, the Lord has not really touched your heart. And so the word must cause change in us. It must produce the fruit of the Spirit. It must lead us onto paths of righteousness. There has to be a result of true Christianity in your heart. We must be different, or the word has failed in our lives and our faith is of no effect in us. A new conscience means a desire to live a holy life, to be free from this world. But only God can change us by our faith in Him. Yet the Lord requires us, on our part, He requires us to actively change. And the one area that is major in our lives is discussed in James chapter 3, which we will look at today. The influence of the heart on the tongue. Notice I said the influence of the heart on the tongue, because the two are connected together. How we speak reveals something about us. But first, let us go to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And we instantly think of the faith movement where we learn to create our own reality by confessions. Not so. The New Age visualization techniques of positive confession. That's the time when you could be as sick as a dog, and someone comes up to you and says, "How are you feeling?" And obviously you respond by faith, "Brother, I'm 100%. And you have to forget the fact that you've just lied. And the Bible says that liars will not see the kingdom of God. We have this idea that you don't confess death over yourself. But is that what this is saying? You cannot create your own reality through your tongue. That is an occult teaching. It is not Christianity. But the Bible says that there is something to the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And this is obviously linked to the previous verse, verse 20. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Proverbs 18, verse 20. a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. The deepest part of your being can be satisfied with the fruit of your mouth. In other words, wise answers will satisfy you inwardly. The way that you speak can bring peace to you, life to you, or death. And death comes in many different forms. It comes in depression. Strife, contention, and hatred are forms of death. If you're always in strife, always speaking about hate, always contentious, it's death. Some people love to be sad. How are you feeling? They're always sad. You don't even have to ask them anymore. You know they're sad. Some people love to hate. Always have issues. Some people are always cross, have you noticed? Always cross. And contend and compete in the wrong way. And the Bible says, and those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Because death and life are in the power of the tongue. And this is not the false teaching of positive or negative confession. It's about a reflection of your heart. In other words, what's inside comes out. That's the whole issue. There's a connection between the two, and both affect each other and the whole course of your life. And that is why you should be very careful about what you say. Look at Psalm 141, verse 3. Set a watch, O Lord, before where? My mouth. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity. And let me not eat of their dainties. You see, David recognizes that he must keep his mouth and his tongue from uttering anything that his enemies could hold or use against him one day. And there's so many that love that, that come to you privately and say, let's chat. And you start opening up your heart, and David says, put a guard over your mouth. Because most of these people want to take something from you, and at a later stage when it's convenient, use it against you. Put a guard over your mouth. Don't give someone else the opportunity to have something against you. Because some people feel that it's power to them to have something on you. And who would have told them?